song is 77 Summer by Carousel Swan, a densely layered combination of acoustic and electric elements in this debut release. One example of music coming out of La Crosse and in our deep freeze, we're going to warm up with the must-see local bands that are getting us into great venues around the state. It's a homegrown Wisconsin music on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Randy Erickson is a reporter for the La Crosse Tribune, where he covers arts and entertainment. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, we're just hearing some sound coming out of La Crosse. A lot of attention, though, goes to Eau Claire. So are we overlooking something going on in La Crosse there in the music scene?
Well, I mean, you can't listen to everything, but yeah, we have a great music scene here. A lot of original music of all genres going on.
Well, we were just hearing there on the open Carousel Swan. What do we know about them?
Well, Carousel Swan is a kind of a studio project with Casey V-Rock and Jason Knox. They've been working on it for 4 years, and it just came out late last year. And Casey has been knocking around on the local music scene for a long time and is front man for a indie rock trio called Porcupine. And they're actually playing at the 7th Street Entry in Minneapolis tonight. Yeah, so they should get a good bump from the Super Bowl crowd.
There you go. So why did you pick them as one of your picks to share with us?
I just love Casey's music. All of his stuff with Porcupine. He just was in the studio last week recording a new album. They've got a new bass player, Greg Norton, who was in Husker Du, joined them in fall of 2016, and they've been in Minneapolis last week with Kevin Bo producing their new album.
Oh, so they've been busy working on a new project.
Yeah.
Well, let's...
And Jason is coming back in June from Portland to work on some more Carousel Swan music.
Well, let's go on to this next track that's not even available to the public yet, and it's a really good one. Here is Borrowed Time by the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers.
On a high rocky ledge where the wild winds blow, from a little crack an old oak tree grows.
Now, this group refers to their music as a brand new take on old-time country, at least according to their website. But tell us more about what we just heard.
Well, that's Nikki Grossman and Joe Hart from Soldiers Grove. And it's the first track off of their album, which I believe is coming out in March. And they managed to get John Wood as a producer, and he has done recordings with like Cat Stevens, Pink Floyd, Squeeze, Fairport Convention.
Wow.
I mean, he's huge, and he made this record sound really great, and the songs they wrote for this are just fantastic. It's kind of Dust Bowl ditties infused with some humor and some nostalgic whimsy, great harmonies. I thought Borrowed Time sort of reminded me of Gillian Welch's first record.
Mm. Do these bands borrow from the scenery around them in Wisconsin, from where they are and their hometown roots?
Oh, definitely. The Sapsuckers have a song on this album about a road that I'm sure they must have encountered in real life. And
was it bumpy?
Windy.
Windy. All right. No potholes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And the I should say that during February, the Sapsuckers are playing at a venue called Dave's County Line in Soldiers Grove.
Well, Randy Erickson is with us. He's a reporter for the La Crosse Tribune, where he covers arts and entertainment. We are learning about bands all over the state on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. What local band is a must-see where you live? Who's got the power to drag you out of the house on a cold Wisconsin evening? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Post about your favorite local bands on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Well, let's move on to another one of your choices, Randy. Let's hear some more music. Up next, we've got a song called Freedom, and this is by the band The Homeland Conspiracy. So that's pretty hard there, Randy. What's going on?
It is rocking, that's all.
It's rocking.
Yeah, this band has been around since 2011, but this is their debut album, and it's coming out on February 24th. And, it's a quintet, and they kind of have... a message of, don't trust the government.
Well, even by the name of the band, The Homeland Conspiracy, I'm just wondering, that can get a little political there.
Yeah, and the name of the album is You Are Being Lied To. And so there's the songs kind of express a sense of dread and menace, but I feel like there's also a sense of playfulness in there and maybe even a sense of hope. So,
have they been around for a while, or is this a new effort?
They've been around since 2011, but this is their first album. They're doing it at Groundbreaking Sound Studio with Jesse Wolf, and they're having a CD release show at the Brick House on February 24th. The Brick House is a relatively new venue, and last weekend we saw the launch of a brand new band there called Slow No Wake. It's a yacht rock band. You know what that is?
No, tell us. Do divulge.
Kind of the music of the 70s and 80s that... sort of highly produced, really catchy pop rock like Hall & Oates and Kenny Loggins, Steely Dan. And this is an 8-piece band. And boy, they just blew the roof off the place.
Well, Randy, you sounded like you had a hard time narrowing down your songs and your band selection, so, which is probably a good problem to have. Does that really speak to both the quality and the quantity of music coming out of the region?
Well, we've got, as far as quantity, in the Tribune's entertainment listings for tonight, we've got about a dozen live music opportunities in the area, and I don't think I got them all, but Saturday night the same deal, as far as quality, I would have to say we're very strong. We have
where are some great places in La Crosse that you like to catch a local show on a Friday or Saturday night?
The Brick House is one of my favorites. And the Root Note, they get a lot of great acts coming through there. The Cavalier Theater, some of the bigger bands that have come through there include Dawes and Insane Clown Posse. And coming up in March, we have Todd Snyder, who's a favorite of mine.
And we're going to go out here to the news with the band Ghosts in the Garden very quickly. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, that's Anima. The name of the song is Ghost in the Garden.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A young duo from Viroqua.
There we go. Well, Randy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Randy Erickson is a reporter for the La Crosse Tribune, where he covers arts and entertainment. You can join in with what local bands you enjoy. 800-642-1234. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Up after the news, we'll get more insights going to Milwaukee next. Stay with us for Wisconsin Weekend. Field Report. Most of the band lives and breathes Milwaukee, helping us out on our Wisconsin Weekend Music Edition. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Field Report has been one of the solid pillars in the Wisconsin music scene, and we're hearing the song Never Look Back. It's coming from the band's third album just out. Justin Barney is music director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. He is our guide now. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Milwaukee is an amazingly diverse, complex, evolving city. Is the music scene a reflection of that?
Absolutely. There is, I think right now, hip-hop in Milwaukee is probably the strongest and most energized genre. But we just heard Field Report there, who started kind of in the folk scene. And also, we have Platinum Boys on tour in Europe right now, who are just like beer-chugging rock and roll. So the spectrum of music is just as diverse as the city is, which is what makes it great.
Why did Field Report make your list for us to share with us?
Field Report is that's a band. It's kind of headed by Christopher Porterfield, and he started his music career he went to school in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, with Justin Vernon, who is Bon Iver, and they were in a band together for a bit, and then Christopher moved down to Milwaukee here. He lives in West Dallas right now, and he's been making music ever since. He's about to release his third album. Switched record labels. He's on Verve, and I got to listen to this album before it came out, and I think it's his strongest yet. He's going to be opening for Bon Iver when Bon Iver plays here in Milwaukee at the Bradley Center in February. So I think this is going to be a big moment for Field Report. It is probably his best album. It's just fantastic. He's a really fantastic songwriter. He's just incredibly personal and is just very moving, and this new album is as well. So can't wait for new music from Field Report.
Justin, in a city like Milwaukee, is it hard to stay on top of all the great new music coming out? And what's your secret?
Is it hard?
I didn't mean to stump you on that.
There's a lot of stuff coming out, and there's a lot of people doing great things. I stay on top of it by just like being in the scene and just by being around people and going to shows. There's really, it's amazing how people just pop up this year. Like Abby Jean just kind of like came out of nowhere, and it's my job and it's our job to bring that music to the people. So I'm always trying to get it on the ground level, you know, the first song that comes out, and then we want to like play that as much as possible and bring these artists to light. Like Webster X started making songs a couple years ago, and we got in with him and we started playing his music, and then we had NPR tap us for this new program that they're doing, Slingshot, where they're trying to take some bands from around the country and kind of use the power of public radio to bring them a larger audience. And they asked us to submit an artist. It could have been any artist from around the country. And we were like, no, we're going to go from this city, from Milwaukee, because we got great talent. And so we nominated Webster X, who is... been making hip-hop in Milwaukee for a couple years, and we're really hoping that he gets a national... I mean, he will get a lot of national attention this year, and he's going to release an album in the summer.
Let's hear his song, Ever Feel.
Contrary to conscience, made me a monster doing the action. Call me your Bronson, rappers my kiss. Call me your foster, hitting the blush, getting responses. Rings on my pinky, pickles he thinking, leading his people, slowly they're sinking. Slow it down and take a breath.
We bang drums. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last year called Webster X a breakout. Are we looking at hip hop's next big star?
I am hoping so. I mean, if you see Webster X live, he is electricity with a microphone. The guy is just, he's an incredible live performer. He's got something about him where he's got the X factor. You know, he's got something, he's got that magic dust on him. And we really hope the biggest things for Webster X. He easily could be. I mean, his talent, the talent that he has is on par, if not better, than most of the national hip-hop scene. So we're hoping that the rest of the world catches on to him.
Well, there's no shortage of venues in Milwaukee to catch a show. You've got the Paps, the Riverside, the Rave, just to name a few. Are there lesser-known venues to catch a great local show on a Friday or Saturday night?
Absolutely. This place went up like two or three years ago, Company Brewing on Center Street in River West here. And it just, whoever started booking it or whatever, but Company Brewing has become the scene in Milwaukee for anybody that is making music. They book local acts all of the time, and they've become really a solid spot. Local artist Abby Jean has a residency there starting soon, and Company Brewing in River West has really become the scene. And then there's also Bayview, kind of where I live. It's like River West or Bayview has a lot of stuff going on. And Cactus Club in Bayview has really become the spot. A couple of years ago, they were booking like one show every 2 weeks. And I was like, what is going on? And then they got this bartender, Kelsey Kaufman, and we had this conversation, and she was like, there's no reason we can't be booking a show every single day. And she was like, we've never had hip hop at Cactus Club. I want to do that. And within like 2 weeks, Cactus Club was having a show every single night, and they have an incredibly diverse lineup and people that are coming in. And Cactus Club in Bayview is the spot to see local music.
Do you see the city becoming a destination for local music?
It's definitely creating its own scene. You know, Webster X started this event that happens every month called Free Space. And in Milwaukee, we have a real shortage of all ages venues, which is something that we need to work on. And Webster X started this Free Space event with a couple other people. It happens at the Jazz Gallery on Center Street in River West. And it's like a monthly event that is all ages. And it grabs people and it brings them together and young kids, and they all work on music together. You can play music, you can speak poetry, it's just a creative space for people. And this, like, Free Space has really kind of formed its own scene, and it's like this tightly knit group of people who are working on music together. They're collaborating, they're seeing each other, they're being inspired by each other. And events like that and spaces like that where young minds can come together and do the thing has really created a music scene of its own here, which is super strong.
Feeding off of each other's energy, really important there for creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, when
being inspired by each other. Yeah.
When it comes to local music, then, what else are you excited about in the coming year?
I'm excited about, I love this band, Platinum Boys. I think that Platinum Boys kind of embodies the spirit of Milwaukee. They're just like a bunch of guys that make like beer chugging rock and roll. And they're just like fast and exciting. They're on a tour in Europe right now, I think, which is just exciting to see bands go outside of the States and play shows and represent Milwaukee in all corners of the world. And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Field Report, Webster Rex, Abbey Jean. The music scene in Milwaukee right now is as strong as it's ever been and is seriously on par with any city in the country. And so I think we need to support it.
Justin Barney, Milwaukee Music making you proud. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Thank you so much.
Justin Barney is the music director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. We're going on a Wisconsin music roundup this hour, finding out about bands that you may want to check out. Join in with your suggestions. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What Wisconsin City is cranking out the best local music? 800-642-1234. Webster X. Can he paint with smoke? Shout a phone in his shelf, but I'm not. In these vivid dreams, paint a vivid picture. Advocates sober my skin. Do have the things I do for my kin. I'm a demon too, boy, straight sin. Tonic water with the gin. If you like to bite a boy, trick, I'll probably kiss you on the face. All these. Now moving on to Madison, and we're going to hear a bit of Proud Parents and the song Pity Party. The Proud Parents headquarters is Madison. They describe themselves as the four dudes with feelings, short and sweet, loud and fast. Allison Geyer is a staff writer at Isthmus. That's a news, arts, and culture publication in Madison. Allison, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start out with Proud Parents. What do we know about them, and why did you pick them?
Well, this has been one of my favorite bands in Madison for a couple years now. They have been making music for a while and have really come a long way as a band. They're latest album, which that song was off, Sharon is Karen, was actually one of my favorite Madison releases in recent years. And I just love the way they do their songwriting, the way the two lead singers, actually, I would say they have three lead singers. Actually, that's not true. All four of them sing. yeah, and I just really love the interplay and their energy and their hooky songwriting. It's just great rock and power pop.
Well, Madison is known for a number of things, college town, home base for state government, home of the Badgers. Should we also add to that list that there's a ton of awesome music for live music?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a healthy scene of local bands. There's actually several kind of overlapping, intermingled scenes. People making some great music across all genres. And then there's also a lot of activity going on in, music venues. There's a brand new music venue that's being built on East Washington Avenue that's going to be huge. There's more people doing, summer music, outdoor concerts, all that kind of thing. So there's a ton of stuff going on almost every night of the week.
Is there a Madison sound?
That's a really good question, and I would kind of lean towards yes and no. A lot of the bands, there's a really strong, garage rock scene here, and I think a lot of that has to do with there's a really popular band called The Hussy that is kind of one of the more well-known bands that kind of exemplifies that garage rock sound, and a lot of people have kind of sprung up around that and are making similar music, so that's really strong. But there's really diverse. There's world music, there's jazz, there's a really strong folk music scene here. And so I think that there's something for all tastes. So I would say maybe the taste of Madison or the sound of Madison is eclectic, I would say.
Let's dig into your recommendations. A band called Tippy, and here's a track off their self-titled album called Blood Blue.
I am diseased. Why would you touch me? I'm so damn ugly.
Why did you connect with this band?
I really like this band because they remind me of some of the bands that I really loved from the 90s and 2000s, kind of that really shaggy rock sound. I kind of like the band Pavement. And I really enjoy that kind of music, and I just think that the guy who is the front person of this band, his name is Spencer, and he is an extremely creative person, always coming up with some great stuff. He does this band as a solo project and as a full band, so I just think there's a lot of talent there.
One other band that was on your short list is a group called Seesaw, and let's listen to a clip from Waiting Song off their album Too Much of a Good Thing.
Hold me tighter than your fists curled up in a schoolyard fight. I'll be a backup when you're calling my name. And come on, baby, won't you keep me safer than that high score on that pinball game you're always playing?
So this is a unique sound, and the beats here also catch you off guard. You're not sure where things are going. What do we know about Seesaw?
Yeah, that's one of the things I really liked about this band, and I'm glad you picked that song out of their album. That one I thought was a really standout track. I know that they're getting some attention. They're on a label. They were named a top emerging artist at Summerfest, which is a really big deal. It's two women that do this band, and I think their first project that they actually did together was, I was reading about them this morning, it was a Kookaroosie cover band, so you can kind of hear that kind of fun influence in their writing. Yeah, and so I think that they have a really fun sound, kind of that great folk pop.
More and more, Madison is bringing in big national acts. The recent renovation to Breeze Stevens Field has already brought the city some big shows, and a new 2,500-seat music venue is going to be built just blocks from downtown. Does all of this amount to good news or bad news for the local music scene?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's one that's been being discussed a lot lately because there have been a lot of changes. I think it's great news because it means more music, more opportunities to see great bands. I guess what people are talking about is kind of the consolidation of venues under one ownership. There's, when that happens, people worry about local bands being able to access some of these bigger stages. But there's also really great venues to kind of cater to the local scene. So I think it's almost, it's a great thing, but any of the concern, I don't know how much what's going on with the bigger venues will affect the local scene, because the smaller venues that do cater to these bands and their fan bases are also doing really well, and there's so many of them in Madison too. So I think it's kind of an issue of a rising tide raising all boats, and I'm really excited to see what the next few years brings to Madison. It's because it's already so good.
And Allison, this hits home for you because you are in a band. So yeah, who do you play with?
Oh, my gosh. My band is called Exploration Team. We're an indie pop band. So I play bass and I sing. And I was actually a music major before I got into journalism. So it's really a pleasure to be able to write about and experience the scene, because I am such a fan of music.
Well, Allison, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Allison Geyer is a staff writer at Isthmus, a news, arts, and culture publication here in Madison. You can join in. Where do you go to catch a great local show on Friday or Saturday night? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Post about it on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Coming up after the news, we'll head to the Fox Cities to explore the music coming out of Green Bay, Appleton, and beyond. You hold on, Kurt. Your city is next. Stay with us on the Soundrish edition of the Ideas Network. With the Appleton-based band Dusk. Song is Too Sweet. And those vocals, yes, ma'am. We need to give props to vocalist Julia Blair there, whose voice has a tinge of that smoky country twang, and she has total and complete command of her Wurlitzer electric piano. I watched that video and just amazed by it. It is the music edition of Wisconsin Weekend. We're rounding out the hour with Shane Nyman. He's an entertainment reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Appleton. Shane, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I was so amused when I listened to Dusk, because there are all of these kind of not warnings, but just, hey, make sure you have the right Dusk, because there are other bands named Dusk. And then the other thing that really made me laugh was someone posted a comment on this video saying, this band has great synergy. Make an album already.
Yeah, and I wholeheartedly agree. And this seems to be the year it's going to happen.
So what do we know about Dusk? Where do they come from?
Well, Dusk is based in Appleton, and they're, in a way, sort of an Appleton supergroup, or maybe more so a Wisconsin supergroup. I think the primary songwriter, his name is Amos Pitch, who plays in the punk band Tenement, which has had some national and really worldwide success over the last couple of years. They had an album in 2015 called Predatory Headlights that got positive review from the New York Times, Washington Post, Rolling Stone, Spin all wrote about it. And so he is now a part of this collective, along with Julia Blair, who also plays with Holy Sheboygan, and a couple of other musicians who are in numerous different types of projects. And they've existed since, I think, 2014 or 15, have done some demos and released a single, but this year, in May or June, they have their full-length debut coming. It's being released by Don Giovanni Records, which put out Predatory Headlights, and I am very excited for it.
You must be just waiting with bated breath. I mean, this song, Too Sweet, made me wanting more.
Yeah, and I'm glad that that's the song you picked. I mean, there's not a whole lot out there yet from them, but that was a song, I think it was last year, maybe 2016, when that dropped. It was like, wow, this is really good, and I want more. And, yeah, I totally agree. We need to hear more from them.
A lot of people's exposure to the Fox City's music scene comes from the annual Mile of Music event in August, where live and local is the name of the game for 4 days straight. But for those of us who may not be there the other days of the year, what are we missing out on in your local music scene in the Fox Cities?
Well, it's good that you mentioned Mile of Music, because that has been a catalyst for a lot of change in the past about 5 years. That festival began in 2013 and really has made original music step up in the Fox Cities. It's become more welcoming. There are more bars willing to book original acts, and there seems to be more people willing to go out on a limb and play original music in a market that has often been mostly populated by cover bands. So there are a couple of venues have cropped up or kind of emerged in the last couple of years. One of them is the Source Public House in Menasha, which is also a good restaurant. But they, on weekends, they're pretty much Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday, have original music. The Short Branch Saloon in Nina is another place, a good outdoor venue in the summer. On College Avenue, there's a place that opened within the last year called the Gibson Music Hall, which has been interesting to me because they are basically a music-only venue. It used to be a Mexican restaurant on College Avenue, but now it's they don't charge a cover. They have two stages. They have no TVs. They don't play the Packer game. They just have live music. It's mostly original, and they're pretty much getting by on their bar sales is their plan.
That's pretty intense. So that's some devotion there. Kurt in Green Bay has a suggestion, and he's been waiting. Kurt, go ahead.
Yeah, there's this really cool music series in Green Bay starting a week from Sunday called Stacks and Steeples, where there's local live music every Sunday at 12 o'clock at the Central Library, Brown County Library. So I think some of the bands are Hydration Reggae, Vamp City, Ann Deming, Good for the Soul, the Chocolatiers, the Snowbirds, and some others. Last year there was some cool jazz stuff, and there's rock, and there's hard rock, and folk, kind of everything in there. And it's all ages, and it's free. So I've seen infants there, and I've seen a 90-year-old couple there, and then, plenty of everyone in between.
Kurt, thank you so much for sharing. Shane, even libraries getting into the music.
Yeah, and he brings up something that's been a trend in the Fox cities as well, is these weekly series. Mile of Music has a Rhythms and Brews series that they host on Wednesday nights at Riverview Gardens. Stone Arch Brew Pub, Stone Arch Brew Pub has a Tuesday night Stone Arch Sessions. So all these different venues are sort of getting into the habit of hosting original music on a weekly basis, and it just really ramps up in the summertime too.
Well, let's get into some of your suggestions. Another band from the area you wanted to mention is Dead Horses. Let's take a listen to one of their more recent songs. This is Swinger in the Trees.
Baby, it's been a long year. Flowers fading in the window and I'm still here. Lately, I lost my courage. Just a speck in the ocean.
Shane, I want to keep listening. There's such a beauty in her voice. What do we know about Dead Horses?
Well, Dead Horses are a band that both Milwaukee and Oshkosh sort of claim as their own, because the band has ties to both. But they are about to release their third full length. It's called My Mother the Moon, and it's out April 6th. And that song that you just played was debuted last week, I think, by Billboard, which gave them a little write-up. So they seem to be sort of on the rise, and that's been the case ever since they started a few years back. And I was looking around on their social media channels this morning, and I see that they're on a festival bill this summer that's topped by Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. So I think if you're sharing bills with Jason Isbell, you're doing something right.
Damien in Green Bay would like to join us. Damien, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just also wanted to suggest a venue here in Green Bay. There's a place called the Lyric Room on Broadway, which is attached to the bar Keggers. And they're a great local venue that does a lot of not just local music from the Fox cities, but also all over the country. And yeah, great, great, great venue.
Damien, thank you so much for the contribution. Shane, that's another great venue.
Yeah. I've been there, and it's a really cool room. It's pretty much it's kind of a bare bones idea. You've got a bar, you've got a stage. It's square. It's a great place to take in a show. And kind of like how I mentioned Gibson Music Hall, it's very much a music focused, no distractions place to check out a show.
Well, we've got one last band to feature. This one is called J Council. Let's take a listen to their song, Remember Our Love.
I want you back, but you can't, and we both know why. Looking back on the times that I made you smile.
Shane, you are killing us here in the studio. We just want more.
Yeah, J Council is a band that began in 2015, and the frontman is Kakana resident John Wheelock, who has been a part of the Fox Cities music scene for pretty much all of his life. But he only started singing a couple of years ago, which is hard to believe. He's a bassist for most of his days. But he has been sort of taken under the wing of Corey Chisel, who I think many listeners will know as an Appleton native, and who he helped co-found Mile of Music 5 years ago. But John Wheelock, as J Council, has not put out an album yet. He has, I think, a four-song EP that was released in 2016, I want to say. And he's been recording at The Refuge with Corey Chisel for months now, and I'm fingers crossed that this is the year we get the first full-length J Council record.
So what else are you watching for on the Fox Cities music scene in 2018? What should be on our radar?
Well, obviously Mile of Music is something that I always keep an eye on. You don't know what's in store for that this summer. And I just keep my eyes open for surprises. In fact, just a couple of days ago, I was turned on to this band called Barely Civil, which is out of Wausau, but they apparently some of their members are students in Oshkosh, I think at UWO. And I heard a song called Eau Claire, Eau Claire, Eau Claire the city, and then Eau Claire as in the woman's name.
Oh, my goodness.
I heard this song, and I'm just kind of obsessed with it. And I've already reached out and contacted them and found out a little more about them. And I'm really excited to find out what Barely Civil has in store for this year.
Well, some people have called Appleton the troubadour city, a place where musicians could come to write and perform music, always having a willing audience like you who are open to possibilities. Is that spirit alive and well in the Fox Cities?
Yeah, I think so. And you bring that up, and I mentioned Corey Chisel. He has set up shop at an old monastery called The Refuge, and he has a nonprofit foundation that's pushing money towards artists and giving them inspiration and a place to come. And he's had a variety of artists come through there, and it's basically a space where they can create. The band Manchester Orchestra just came through town, I think maybe it was 2 weeks ago. They played a show there, and I think are considering recording there. And I think he's got other artists that are probably nationally known that are coming through there that they kind of stay under the radar and they don't publicize because they're kind of going there to have a safe refuge and not make a big deal out of it. But there could be interesting things coming out of there this year too.
Well, Shane, it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
Shane Nyman is an entertainment reporter for USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Appleton. And a big thanks to all of our other guests, Randy Erickson, Justin Barney, Allison Geyer, who joined us this hour. We've got more from Dusk finishing out this hour, and this Wisconsin Weekend Music Edition came to us quite capably from Chris Molina and Keely Baltina, Michelle Johnson, executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Ideas Network.